Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And check out this week's How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to get treated like a king at a fancy restaurant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Therese calling from Carmichael, California.
Hey, Therese. Where is Carmichael, California?
Carmichael is, like, actually kind of part of Sacramento.
Oh, really? You just don't want to admit that you're from Sacramento?
I don't know if it's that we don't want to admit it or they don't want to admit it.
So it's just best to keep a little distance. I understand.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Therese. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, of course, fill in that last word or phrase correctly. And two of the limericks do that, you'll be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
We men who can't leap, dip, or prance still want to give parties a chance. Move the neck and the torso and one leg just more so. That's how we might fake a good
dance.
Yes, dance. Very good, Therese. According to, of course, a British study, women prefer men who move their right leg while dancing.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, right leg dancing, quote, signals a man's reproductive quality, unquote.
Right?
Why? Well, having at least one moving part proves that he's alive. Most Mr. Wrights have that in common. And if your man, ladies, does not shake his right leg, just lay him on his back and rub his belly till you find that spot. All right. Here, Therese, is your next limerick.
Meddling Kids, a cartoon movie crew. Let their dogs snack on sweet, groovy chews. But when Roro is said, they're just shaking their heads because they can't understand.
Oh, movie crew.
Yep.
Scooby-Doo?
Yes!
Yeah!
Scooby-Doo, the cartoon dog, his speech impediment has finally been diagnosed. According to a speech pathologist in Wisconsin, Scooby-Doo has rhotic replacement disorder. That's when you put an R in front of words like Roro.
Are these tax dollars
spent? Oh, my God.
But here's the problem. We don't want to diagnose and cure cartoon character speech impediments, right? Do we want Porky Pig to say, that's all, folks? Do we want Elmer Fudd to say, I'm hunting rabbits here in the rural reaches of Ruritania? No. All right, here's your last limerick.
The pulses of poultry fans quicken while dinosaur worms look quite stricken. Huge bones with a beak were found by Hell's Creek. We've dug up a 10-foot-tall...
chicken.
Right.
Whoa.
Very good. American paleontologists have unearthed a new species of dinosaur in South Dakota, which they, the paleontologists, describe as, quote, the chicken from hell. It was a 10-foot-tall, 550-pound, quote, chicken that would kill you, unquote. If it hadn't gone extinct, we may be living in a very different world where giant chickens ruled the earth, and their favorite restaurant was Kentucky Fried People.
And it actually would have looked like a chicken?
Yeah, basically it had a big, narrow head like a bird, and it had a big beak, and they think it had feathers.
Yeah, but how do you know what their feather game was looking like? Are you just going to assume that it had chicken feathers like that? That's rude. Mm. It could have had peacock feathers, like we spoke of earlier.
They could have, it's true.
But it could have been a big peacock with chicken sprinkles.
Carl, how did Therese do?
She had three correct answers, Peter, so she wins our prize.
Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Bye.